In Alabama news, Alabama Power recently released coal ash inundation maps. They're federally required maps meant to show areas that would be affected if dams around coal ash storage ponds breached. The utility says that's never happened and there's no imminent danger. But a local environmental group disagrees and hasn't ruled out legal action. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
When coals burn to make electricity, gases go into the air, but the solid stuff left over is coal ash. It's pretty toxic. It contains substances like arsenic, lead, and mercury. Alabama Power has accumulated tons of coal ash, mixed it with water, and pumped it into a half dozen unlined ponds or impoundments across the state. And Nelson Brook of Black Warrior Riverkeeper worries any breach of those earthen dams
would be devastating because there's so much volume stored behind the dam. This is where the power company has pumped their waste for decades.
Three of the ponds border the Black Warrior River. Brooks says even without a breach, millions of gallons of pollution are going into state waterways every day. Alabama Power says it's moving away from using the ponds, but plans to cover and leave the current ones. That's not enough for Brook. He wants them to remove the waste from unlined lagoons near rivers.
If we find a problem that's bad enough and we can't get the perpetrator or the regulatory agencies, state or federal, to enforce existing law, then we will resort to taking it to federal court if need be.
An Alabama Power spokesman emailed a statement calling Black Warrior Riverkeeper's claims misleading and inflammatory. The statement goes on to say, quote, "Riverkeeper implies there is some imminent danger to the river. There is not. The company has never had an impoundment failure." The Riverkeeper's Nelson Brooks says if a breach happened during a major downpour, let alone a storm as devastating as the one that recently inundated Texas, the contamination could be far worse. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.